Welcome to the Nathan Mansfield Show, a podcast to help you unlock your true potential.
Welcome, guys, to the Raise Your Standard podcast. This is episode 5, and I am Nathan Mansfield. I'm your host. Today is going to be something a little bit different and completely off the cuff. If you follow me on Instagram, by any chance, you'll know that I tell you guys all the time, I do not script these podcasts. I do not really pre-plan. Last night, I did put out a questionnaire on Instagram to figure out what people really want to hear about. And it honestly, it was shotgunned all over the place. But I did have a topic that was somewhat popular, probably the most questions regarding this topic. And it's what I'm going to talk about today. And it's going to be starting your own business. However, I'm going to put a different spin on this because business may not be for everybody. Business is not, being an entrepreneur is not for everyone. I'll tell you that right now. And it's just like, you know, anything in life you want to do, you can do. Absolutely. That's true. But it's like some people have natural gifted talents towards things. So, you know, some kids grow up being very naturally gifted at football or very naturally gifted in some sport. And then that matched with the effort they put into it makes them an incredible football player or any other sport you want to apply this to. The same thing goes with entrepreneurship. There are certain things in your DNA, in your blood, that are required for you to be a good entrepreneur. I'm not saying that being an entrepreneur is not for everybody, but I'm saying that the amount of success you're going to have is going to be driven by some of the characteristics that you have as a human. Now, the number one and most important is probably the ability to take risks, because an entrepreneur by themselves in their own startup has to be willing to take massive risks. And I'll go into a little bit later the risks that I had to take in starting my business 7 years ago so that you guys can understand, like, holy crap, this is actually what's required. But what I want to go in today is not necessarily focus solely on starting a business. I want to focus on living your dream and living your passion and finding the thing that really brings out the best in you, because I think that's what's most important. I don't want to tie it into a business, because maybe you can be completely happy and fulfilled working for someone else. But what I will tell you is that starting your own business, especially when related to your passion, is the most fulfilling thing you can do, because for one, you're your own boss. Nobody's telling you what to do. No one's telling you how to run the show. Number two, you can literally focus this in on exactly what it is you love doing. So if you love dealing with animals, dogs, whatever, you can start a business that is relative to that. If you love dealing with people, that's a business skill in itself. But if you love helping people out in a certain area, whether it be in fitness, whether it be in anything, you can start a business doing that. So that is the glory of being a business owner, is that you can dial in on the exact skill, the exact passion, the exact energy that fulfills you to start that business. Now, so there's two things that go into this. We have the entrepreneurship and we have the passion and the skill. Those two things have to be combined together to be a successful business owner. And that's why I say a business isn't for everybody. If you're not one who's willing to take risks, especially massive risks, then you may not be a good entrepreneur. You may be better off finding that passion and working for someone else. However, if you are not risk adverse, if you are willing to put some money on the line, if you are willing to put your time on the line, there's a chance you could be a good entrepreneur. And I say that because most people that start businesses started as what we call a side hustle, meaning that they have their primary job that they work 8 to 5, 8 to 6, and then from 6 to 2 a.m., they're working on their side hustle. And this can be challenging for a lot of people, because when a lot of people get off work, they don't want to go work anymore. So that's why I say this has to be something that you're so passionate about if you want to start a business, because you have to be willing to sacrifice everything you've done up to this point in your off time, in your spare time, and you have to be able to put 100% into it. For me, I'll just go ahead and go into my story so I can explain this to you so you understand kind of what I went through to start my own business. I started a business called American Athlete Nutrition, a storefront nutrition retail store in Colorado Springs. I started that about 7 years ago. Honestly, it started over a glass of whiskey with a buddy. We were fed up with the nutrition industry and spending tons of money on products that didn't freaking work. So we started bringing in all these raw ingredients because we had a very good knowledge of what needed to go into a product to make it work. So we ordered all these bulk ingredients. We started mixing like a chemistry lab in our kitchen and playing around with making a pre-workout. We were going to name it Chupacabra. Sounds ridiculous now. But we were going to make this pre-workout and we were going to market it and make it work very well, very powerful. And as we were talking on a Saturday night about this pre-workout, I said, hey, dude, why don't we just start a store? And then we'll go from there. Then we'll end up carrying our own products in our store. And up to this point, this had never been a thought for me. I had never thought about starting my own business. I had never thought about having my own store. I had never even put any energy, thought, direction towards this. And it was just a boom. Hey, why don't we just start our own store? And from that conversation, listen up, guys. From that conversation, I opened the doors to a storefront nutrition retail shop within 30 days. So not all entrepreneurs have a story like this where it was such an impulsive thing. That's kind of my nature. And that's how I've succeeded in so many things in life. But it was like once I decide something, once I put my mind and commit to something, I'm going after it 110%. And that's what you have to have as an entrepreneur. If you're going to want to start a business, all this time that you're sitting here thinking about it and playing out the next 5 years and writing your business plan, you know what? Fuck business plans. I hear so many people, if you want to get like a loan with the Small Business Administration or something like that, you're going to need a business plan. But here's what happens when people start business plans, is they spend a year writing this delicate, intricate plan that, you know what? As soon as you get that business started, all that shit's going out the window anyways. Nobody in this day, in 2019, you cannot effectively plan 5 years out in a business. You can't, because the world is changing so fast in front of us. You just can't plan that far in advance. So you cannot be someone who likes to sit around and think and plan everything to a T and make it perfect, because in the business world and the entrepreneurship world, that will never be the case. You're never going to have the stars align that allow you to just start a business and be where you want to be in a year. That's some made up bullshit. So if you think this is for you, number one, you cannot be afraid of taking risks. Number two, you have to be able to take action immediately when you think of something. I've had probably, I want to say 15 people come to me and say, hey, I want to start a business. And this is part of the reason that I didn't even want to do this podcast, because the world is full of talkers. The world is full of people who say, I want to do this. And I'm so tired of hearing, I want to, I want to, I want to. Because those people will never end up doing it anyways. The amount of time and energy I've spent into people who want to start a business is insane. In fact, I've helped several people start businesses or build a plan to start a business, and it's completely flopped, whether they started the business or not, because they just didn't have what it takes. Like, a lot of people don't understand that you're going to literally work from 8 to 5, you're going to come home from work, and then you're going to work again from 5 to 2 a.m. because that's the only way you're going to make this work. Think about it. If you were to go and try to invest your time into building a business, you're going to need at least 8 hours a day to do it. And if you're not willing to put that extra time in after hours, then it's never going to work for you. So the first thing you should ask yourself is, am I willing to sacrifice everything that I do after work? If you like watching movies, if you like, you have a favorite TV show, if you like to go to the bars on Friday and Saturday night, if you have a hobby of playing golf, all that shit is gone. All of it. You have to be willing to sacrifice everything in your spare time to commit your time to a business, to starting a business and actually being successful. Otherwise, you will not be successful. You will not. It will not work out for you. I promise. So in 2011, actually 2012 is when I started my business. And from that point forward, I committed everything. From the time I told you guys that I had that 30 days, I opened up a storefront retail shop, had no clue what I was doing, not a clue. And this is my other thing about people who quote unquote want to start businesses is if you're not willing to do the research to figure it out, if you're expecting someone to hand you all the answers, then you're completely fucking wrong. And if you're that kind of person, you'll never be successful in business anyways, because you have to be able to, I have this relentless drive. If I have something in my mind, I am going to figure it out. And you have to have that same passion as a business owner, because there's not going to be someone there holding your hand every step of the way. And the people that I've helped start businesses or start a plan, and we had them all ready and then they flopped on me, was this way. I was feeding them every step of the way to where I finally had to pull back and say, you know what? I can't give you all the answers, because if I do for one, you're not going to be successful. If I sit here and teach you everything I've learned for the last 7 years, how are you ever going to learn on your own? So when I finally let you free, you're not going to be able to do it on your own, because you're expecting someone to give you all the answers. So part of this is you've got to have the relentless drive to figure things out on your own. The initial stages of starting a business is doing all the legal paperwork within the federal government and the state, and ensuring you have all the documents in line. Most people come to me when they want to start a business and say, hey, what do I need to do? What documents do I need to file? Do you think I wasn't there at some point in my life as well? And guess what? Google is your best friend, because all you have to do is go to the state, Google, and figure out what the requirements are. No one's going to tell you all this stuff. And if you're expecting that, then you might as well just stop your passion or stop your dream of starting a business and just let it go, because that is a requirement, is that you are able to figure things out. The best business owners have solutions for everything. They may not have the solutions right away, but they will do everything they can to find the solution. Sometimes that means someone will give you a hand, but you can't expect that. You have to be able to go do research on your own and figure this out on your own. So there's a lot of things that go into this. I'm getting completely sidetracked, because now I'm talking straight about business. So I'm going to reel this back in for a second. We want to figure out what your actual passion is and find out your path. So let's just think about this. You have to figure out what it is that you enjoy doing. Maybe it's something that starts as a hobby for you. Maybe it is, for me, it was fitness. Maybe for you, it's a different sport. Maybe for you, it's, doing something in the community to help other people. There's something specific that you really enjoy doing. Whatever that is, you have to, and this is a question I got on Instagram too, is, well, how do I find my passion? Because this is a problem for so many people. You need to sit down and think about what it is that gives you joy and excitement in your life. There's something that really lights you up. If you were to sit down and really think about it and ask yourself, what lights me up? What makes me happy? You could figure out probably at least three things that really light you up and would be worth spending your time and money on. Once you figure out what that is, you have to decide, is entrepreneurship for me? Am I willing to take risks? Am I willing to work and sacrifice 7 to 8 hours at night? Am I willing to, no matter what, do what I can to find the answers, to find the strategies, to find the solutions? If you can answer those three questions as yes, then maybe we head down that path of entrepreneurship. If any of those questions are no, you need to go find a job with someone else doing that thing that is your passion. Because at the end of the day, what's important is that we're living our passion day in and day out. What's important is that we don't go to a job that we fucking hate Monday through Friday and wish we were doing something else the whole time. Where we're, because for one, you are not giving the employer the effort that he deserves, he or she deserves. If you're showing up at a job that you hate, not only are you doing yourself a disservice, but you're also doing the employer a disservice because you're probably not giving him or her the entire energy and effort you need. So you need to find out if this is what you're going to do to not go start a business and actually go work for someone else, but you're not doing what is really your passion, then you need to find a different career path and you need to find out how to get a job in that career. If we do want to go down route A and start the business, you have to meet those three qualifications. Otherwise, I'm going to tell you right now, you're wasting your time. You're going to end up starting a business that flops. You're going to end up investing money in something that doesn't work out because you don't have the total passion, drive, energy, solution finding abilities to get what you want and to actually make the business thrive. So eventually I'm probably going to come out with a whole course that tells you how to start a business because I've got like a cookie cutter approach now where I've started, you know, four businesses. I understand how all the stuff works. And I understand that you want the answers, but that's a course I would teach and charge money for so that I can give you all the answers that you need and make you go do the work to do it so that I'm not doing it for you. So I guess what I'm trying to get to here is that you really need to find out if business is for you. If it is, then you must be willing to go get all the answers and you must be willing to put in the time to go do what you need to do. If you're coming to me asking me a whole bunch of questions saying, I don't know where to start, which is what I got probably 6 messages yesterday saying, hey, I want to start a business. Where do I start? That tells me you're already not doing the right things because you should have already done the research to go figure out what it takes to start a business. So I'm already telling you that you need to invest your time. Instead of coming to me and asking me, which I understand that I could be a good resource and I can help with certain things, I don't have the time of my day to send you a 10-minute DM on Instagram to tell you exactly what you need to do to start a business. I don't have that. But what I can tell you is Google has the answers for you. What I can tell you is that if you really, really want to do it, you can find the way. And that's exactly what every entrepreneur does. And if you're not willing to, then it's probably not a good sign for the longevity of where you're going to put your time and money into this business because things only get harder. In business, in fact, the beginning part is the easy part. I could teach you or I could show you on Google. I could literally put this camera up to Google that I have recording me and show you all the steps you need to start a business. I could show you, I could figure it all out in 1 hour. But the problem is when once you get a business up and running, there are so many other things that are going to require your attention and solution finding abilities. So it's not just a matter of, you know, can I just figure out the things to start a business? The problems that you have to solve, the solution finding abilities only increase dramatically after that point. So it might be easy to get started. And if you, that's what I'm trying to tell you here is that if you're having problems getting started, you're going to have way bigger problems down the line because it's much more difficult the longer you get into it, the bigger you grow, the bigger the problems. And that's going to require that type of person, that type of entrepreneur, that type of CEO that is willing to find the solutions and willing to be able to hire the right people to find solutions for him or her. And that is my biggest takeaway on business. Is it takes a certain person and you need to look in the mirror and say, is this me? Am I willing to take risks? Am I willing to sacrifice all of my spare time? Am I willing to do what it takes to find any solution that is required to make this business successful and to make it a good investment of my time and money? And if you do not answer those three questions as yeses, then you just need to go find a job doing what you love for someone else. I'm going to go on one more quick little rant here about finding your passion because I find it so unsatisfying. It actually really drives deep in my heart when people don't do what they love to do. Well, I really hate seeing people go to jobs that they absolutely hate. And in fact, when I hire people on here to work for me, sometimes it's for a direct position. But the last two, actually the last three positions I've hired here, I've brought people on, I've experimented with their skills, I find what they're passionate about, and I end up placing them in a job that they actually enjoy. Because the last thing I want to do here in my organization is hire someone to do something that they hate. I could not sleep at night if I had an employee that absolutely hated their fucking job. I couldn't deal with it. Because at the end of the day, I need people that bring passion and energy. And if they're unsatisfied in their job, they're never going to have that passion and energy to work for me. I need them to thrive every time they wake up and want to come to work. And that's a question you need to ask yourself. Do you wake up in the morning dreading going to work? Do you wake up in the morning with agonizing fear of having to walk in that door and go to work? And if that's the case, man, we need to figure out a place that makes you happy, because there is no bigger waste in life than spending years, day in, day out, waking up, dreading your career, dreading going to work. If you are doing that, you need a fucking wake-up call to go figure it out what it is that you really want to do. And that could be just really going back to that drill that I told you about 10 minutes ago, and figuring out what you're passionate about and figuring out what you can do in that area and being relentless in your pursuit to go find a job in that area. You have to be relentless, because what happens is so many times we get comfortable where we're at. We get comfortable with the pay. And I'll tell you right now, being comfortable is your worst enemy. If you are comfortable in your life, you're not moving. That means you're not progressing, which means your overall happiness levels about life probably are rock bottom. So you need to make yourself uncomfortable. You need to find solutions to what it is you really want to do. And you need to put yourself out there and take risks, even if you're not going to be an entrepreneur, of finding a job that you actually enjoy. And I'll get off my soapbox on that one. But if my last thing is, if you are doing something you hate, you need a wake-up call and you need to go find something that you can actually enjoy every day of your life, because there is no bigger waste of your life, especially when you're spending 40 hours a week. You're spending 33% of your life in this job that you fucking hate. That's a huge waste. And I hate it. It gives me pain to think about people being in a job that they actually hate every single day. So get off your ass, go find something, do the drill, figure out what your passion is, then answer those three questions. Is entrepreneurship for me? Yes or no? If it's a yes, then absolutely DM me and maybe I can help you find a route to get you started. I'm not going to give you all the answers, but maybe I can find you a solution or point you in the direction to go do the research. If it's no, find your passion in another sense and find a job where you can go to work doing what you love every single day. And that is what I have for you today. That is what I wanted to cover, because I keep getting all these DMs about how do I start a business? How do I live my passion? How do I live my dream? And I hope this was helpful. I hope that you can take something from this. But the biggest message of this entire podcast is that you need to wake up and decide what it is that you want to do every single day of your life for the next 30, 40, 50 years. And if you're not doing it, you need to change. You need a wake-up call. You need to change. And that is the end of episode 5. So thank you for tuning in. I hope I helped you out. If I did, please go leave a review. Please subscribe. That's what helps me grow. That's what helps me get my message to a larger audience. So please leave a review and subscribe. And if you're not already following me on Instagram, follow me at Nathan Mansfield with an extra D at the end. Nathan Mansfield plus an extra D. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you again for all the love you guys and support you guys have given me through Instagram and the reviews. And I hope you enjoyed this episode.